You're listening to SBS News.
When a leaked draft of the updated national alcohol strategy landed on the desk of Michael Thorne, the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education chief executive, a new addition to the document jumped out from its pages.
Statement that talked about alcohol being a challenge for Australia to point that alcohol is intrinsic to Australia's culture. And I think that kind of signals the fundamental problem with the changes that have been made. And that is turned the National Alcohol Strategy from a health document about dealing with alcohol's problems to one that was pro-alcohol and about drinking. And to me, that's wrong, because this should be about Australia's health.
And after the intervention of the industry in the process of forming the strategy, there were also some omissions from the earlier consultation draft put to state and territory health ministers. According to health researcher Tony Brown from the University of Newcastle, the original document proposed strong action to curb alcohol promotion to children.
Well, no surprises. As a result of the industry intervention, that requirement disappeared. The National Alcohol Strategy provided specific actions and held people accountable. And what it resorts to is a continuation of the unacceptable situation where the industry effectively regulates itself in terms of alcohol advertising. It plays into the hands of the alcohol industry for governments who are receiving large donations from the same industries to have these very watered-down, ineffective documents.
While recent reports have put alcohol consumption at a 50-year low, it's still estimated to kill about 6,000 Australians every year and cost up to $14 billion annually in public spending on the health and legal systems. Michael Thorne says allowing industry involvement in formulating policies to reduce its harmful impacts runs contrary to recommendations from international health bodies.
There have been numerous examples, particularly in low and middle income countries, where the alcohol industry has actually helped write these national strategies for governments. And what we see, of course, is policies that where the evidence is weakest that they will have an impact on reducing the toll of alcohol harm. When the industry is not allowed to be involved, more appropriate evidence-based policies can shine through in these national strategies. And that's why the WHO and the UN advises governments not to allow the alcohol industry to be involved in the development of their health policies.
Because of the danger to public health of governments cowering to powerful vested interests. Published in the latest Journal of Law and Medicine, a paper produced by Tony Brown examines what he calls regulatory capture.
And regulatory capture occurs where the lawmaking or law enforcement process is deliberately diverted away from serving the public interest to serving those private commercial interests of those powerful industries. And we've seen this twice in the last few weeks in terms of the Crown Casino case, but also this wrecking of the National Alcohol Strategy. And what it shows is serious breakdowns in government's probity and integrity guidelines and practices.
Health Minister Greg Hunt is seeking to have the long-awaited blueprint ratified by state and territory health ministers. Mr Thorne says they could prove a stumbling block.
I don't know what's going to happen from here. A couple of jurisdictions, including Western Australia and the ACT, have said that that the strategy is currently unacceptable in this form. So there's a bit of work to be done by all the governments to get this into right shape.
For its part, the Morrison government says it's committed to reducing drink harm through a range of measures, while Alcohol Beverages Australia has defended its involvement in what it calls an open and transparent consultation process. We agree alcohol harm should be addressed within a national evidence-based strategy, a spokeswoman says in a statement. Our members support targeted education, awareness and prevention measures, with the majority of Australians consuming alcohol responsibly in line with government guidelines. Gareth Borum, SBS News.